Welcome to Our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from The Magic Word by Robert Collier, published in 1940. In an old pamphlet written by Don Blanding, he tells of a time during the trying years of the Great Depression, when he found himself financially, mentally, and physically broke. He was suffering from insomnia and from a physical lethargy amounting almost to paralysis. Worst of all, he had a bad case of self-pity, and he felt that the self-pity was fully justified. He was staying at a small art colony, trying to rebuild his wrecked life and wretched body. Among those at the colony was Mike, a Hawaiian boy. Mike seemed to be always cheerful, always prosperous. And naturally, Blanding wondered why. So one day he asked Mike what good fairy had waved her wand over him, and turned all that now he touched into gold. For an answer, Mike pointed to a string of letters he had pasted over his bed. LIDGTTFTATIM. Blanding read them, but could make no sense out of it. What are they, he asked. The open sesame to the treasure cave? They have been the open sesame for me, Mike told him, and went on to explain how they had helped him. It seems that Mike, too, had experienced his ups and downs, but in the course of one of his down periods, he had happened upon a teacher who showed him the power of praise and thankfulness. Mike discovered the law of the mind that says, "We increase whatever we praise." The whole of creation responds to praise and is glad. Animal trainers pet and reward their animals with treats for acts of obedience. Children glow with joy and gladness when they are praised. Even vegetation grows better for those who love it. We can praise our own ability, and our very brain cells will expand and increase in capacity and intelligence when we speak words of encouragement and appreciation to them. In the book of Genesis, God brings every beast and fowl to Adam to see what he would call them. You are like Adam in this, that you can give to everything and everybody with whom you come in contact the name you like. You can call them good or bad, and whatever you call them, that is what they will be. Good servants or bad ones. You can praise or curse them, and as you do, so they will be to you. There is one unfailing law of increase. Whatever is praised and blessed multiplies. Count your blessings and they increase. If you are in need of supply, start in now to praise every small piece of money that comes to you, blessing it as a symbol of God's abundance and love. Salute the divinity represented by it. You will be surprised how soon that small piece of money will increase to many pieces. Take God into your business. Bless your store. Bless everyone that works for you, each customer that comes in. Know that they represent the divinity called abundance, so bless them as such. If you are working for someone else and want a better job or more pay, start by blessing and being thankful for what you have. Bless the work you are doing. Be thankful for every opportunity it gives you to acquire greater skill or ability or to serve others. Bless the money you earn, no matter how little it may be. Be so thankful to God for it that you can give a small thank offering from it to someone in greater need than yourself. Suppose your boss does seem unappreciative and hard. Bless him just the same. Be thankful for the opportunity to serve faithfully, no matter how small the immediate reward may seem to be. Give your best. Give it cheerfully, gladly, thankfully, and you will be amazed how quickly the increase will come to you. Not necessarily from your immediate boss, but from the big boss overall. Praise always magnifies. We praise God and then look about us, and praise the divine indivisible presence in all that we see. We find that the good is so magnified that much becomes evident that we ordinarily fail to see. Running through all of Jesus Christ's acts, as well as his teachings, we find the glowing element of praise. When he looked at 5 loaves and 2 small fishes and realized that he had a multitude to feed, his first thought was a thought of praise. How then can you increase your supply? How can you get more of riches and happiness and every good thing of life? In the same way as the wise men and the prophets of old. In the same way that Jesus twice fed the multitudes. In the same way that he filled the disciples' nets to overflowing with fish, after they had labored all night and caught nothing. By expanding what you have. And the way to expand is through love, through praise and thanksgiving, through saluting the divinity in it, and recognizing the nature of infinite and abundant supply. Throughout the Bible, we are told that our prayers and supplications are to be made with thanksgiving. Again and again, this root of inspiration and attainment is stressed. Rejoice. Be glad, praise, give thanks. That was what Mike, the Hawaiian boy, had done. That was the secret of his prosperity and success. The talisman he had pasted over his bed meant, Lord, I do give thee thanks for the abundance that is mine. Every time he looked upon it, he repeated those words of thankfulness. Praise, thankfulness, understanding. These 3 words supply the golden key to anything of good you may desire of life.